Well, good morning. I think the drama kind of went as we rehearsed it, almost. Welcome to the service. This is our Soul Bar service, as Ian said at the beginning. And in case you're wondering, Soul Bar is the youth group that we run here for secondary school age children. It's probably the most popular group in church at the moment, basically because whenever we meet, we either meet on a Sunday morning, we do a few Friday evenings, we come down here, have a bit of a jamming session with the music, or we have a movie clip. We have a movie night, or we hang out at one of the leaders' house for a bit of a soul chill as well. But whatever we do, we always have food. Always involves food, which is why everyone else was, oh, can we come and help at Soul Bar? Can we come and help Soul Bar? So Soul Bar is really popular at the moment. Thank you also to Ori and Finley, wherever they went to. They've gone back. Our little seekers. If you're younger than secondary school age, so if you're still at primary school, St Andrews or Stanway Primary, any of the other primary schools, then we have a seekers club for you guys. You can come along on a Sunday morning as well. But whatever age you are, we're happy to see you on a Sunday morning. So thank you everyone for your participation this morning. Now, today isn't just the Soul Bar service day. Today is St Andrew's Day, the saint after who the church was named. And it's also Advent Sunday, as we've already said. Traditionally, last Sunday is called Stir Up Sunday. Did anyone stir up a Christmas pudding last week? No, see, people just don't do that anymore. Oh, we've got one? Oh, Mikey, top man. Traditionally, people start getting ready for Christmas. You did stir up a pudding as well. Awesome. That was when people would start getting ready for Christmas, was by stirring up the pudding, and everyone in the family would gather around the table and they'd all take a turn at stirring up. So tell me, has anyone started getting ready for Christmas yet? Has anyone got their decorations and their tree and stuff up? Yeah, so we've got some people here. Come on, grown-ups, you're being very coy about this, aren't you? How many grown-ups have put their trees and their decorations up already? Yes, top man at the back, well done. Oh, and Jack at the back as well. And a lady down here as well, fantastic. What about Christmas shopping? Who started their Christmas shopping? Yeah, a few more. Who's finished their Christmas shopping? Christopher! Are you wrapped as well? Oh, okay. What about Christmas cards? Has anyone written their Christmas cards yet? You've written your Christmas, you are prepared, fantastic. A few more, yes, you've done your cards as well. How many do you have to do, like 50 million? For your class, it's about 30-odd-ish, that's good. You guys done your cards as well? Grown-ups done your cards yet? Anybody had their, oh, yes. Got an alley at the back. Anybody got their first Christmas card yet? Yeah, people have. God, you're popular, aren't you? No one likes me. I haven't got one yet. Super. Right, what about you guys at the front? What do you guys do in the run-up to Christmas? Let me think.
I've done nearly all my Christmas cards, and I've just started to do that big thing where your reindeer is dressed up as Santa.
Fantastic. So you've got your cards, and you've got some little decoration thing going with the reindeer and Santa and stuff. Excellent. What about, who started opening an advent calendar yet? You started opening your advent calendar? It doesn't start till Monday? That's cheating. Who does an advent calendar every year, though? Who likes getting an advent calendar? What's the best thing about advent calendars? You eat chocolate, yes. Forget the fact that it counts down to Christmas. We just want the chocolate, don't we? Yes, we do. Fantastic. Well, as I said, this is Advent Sunday. It's the start of the time of Advent, we call it in the church, from now up to Christmas. And the idea is that traditionally, people would look back 2,000 years. What happened 2,000 years ago? Zoe, hand up straight away.
Jesus was born
2,000 years ago. So at Advent, we look back to that time 2,000 years ago when Jesus was born. But we also look forward not just to 25th of December this year, but also to the future when Jesus is going to be coming back again. Because did you know that although Jesus was born 2,000 years ago, he's going to be coming back again. And over the time of Advent, we look at when Jesus was born, we look at his life, we look at his death, not just for Easter, we look at his death and his resurrection. So he came back to life again. And the people in our drama this morning, they all met with Jesus when he was here the first time, when he was born and when he'd grown up. And the Bible tells us that Jesus will come again. Our reading this morning was about when Jesus will be coming back. Now, somebody told me a little while ago that there was a lady in America who's just had a dream. She said that God spoke to her in this dream and told her that her daughter, who is pregnant with a baby, is going to be giving birth to the Son of God. Now, that's kind of exciting because it means Jesus is coming back. But actually, that's not how the Bible tells it. Because our reading this morning, is anyone still here? No, got taken away. Okay. Our reading this morning, thank you, talks about how the sun is going to stop shining. In fact, our song, Amazing Grace, talks about that as well. The sun will stop shining. The stars will fall out of the sky. It will be a cataclysmic event. And I don't even know what cataclysmic means, but it sounds good, doesn't it? So it's something that no one's going to miss. Now, this girl in America, she may have had her baby by now. I don't know. I missed it. But our Bible tells us that when Jesus comes back, he's going to be coming back with an army full of angels, and no one is going to miss that. So that's one of the things that we look forward to at Advent, is for the time that Jesus will come back. Now, you might be saying, yeah, that's okay for you to say, Steve, but how do we know it's true? Just because the Bible says it, can we trust the Bible? Well, actually, in the Bible, there are over 300 references, like predictions or prophecies, we call them, written about Jesus, about his life and his death and coming back to life afterwards, all written long before he was even born. And they all came true. So I think if that's right, if we can trust the Bible for that, then we can trust the Bible when it tells us that Jesus will be coming back and it's going to have this massive army of angels and the whole world is going to hear about it. Nobody is going to miss that. So you say, fantastic, Steve. Thanks for telling us that. When's it going to happen? Because I'm kind of busy between now and Christmas. Do you know what? Shall I let you into a secret? Nobody knows. Nobody knows when it's going to happen. In our reading, it said that even the angels don't know. They're on 24-hour standby. They're up there. They're watching telly, doing whatever angels do in heaven. But they've got to be ready to come with Jesus when he comes back. Because they don't even know when he's going to come back. So, what do we have to do? We have to be prepared. You guys are ready because you're cubs and your scouts and your rainbows. So you guys should be prepared already. So how do we get prepared? Well, I think we could learn some lessons from our people, from our drama this morning. Where's Mary? Can we up a second, Mary? Mary, the Bible doesn't tell us how old she was, but some people say she was probably about 14, 15, still very, very young. But actually, she had a very wise head. Very old head, wise head on young shoulders, because she trusted God. And sometimes it's not easy to trust God. It's not easy to trust, you know, people that you can't see. If your mum's dad's told you to do something, you normally trust them, don't you? Because they love you and you can see them and you know that. With God, it's hard to do that because you don't always see him. But Mary trusted God, so perhaps we could learn from that. Perhaps we should be prepared to trust God more. Thank you. After Mary came the wise men. Oh, wise man at the back. They travelled about 3 years just to get to Jerusalem, just to try and find Jesus. And they did their research, they read their maps and all the papers and everything. So perhaps we could be more like the wise men as well. Perhaps we could take time to read the Bible. It's not all boring and stuffy, you know. There's some really good stuff in here. And there's some really interesting translations as well. The one that we had today was from The Message. So it just makes it a bit more accessible, a bit more understandable for us today. And these guys went to great lengths, quite literally, to get to Jerusalem. From the Far East, travelled about 3 years with their camels and everything to get to Jerusalem. To Bethlehem, sorry. Thank you. After that came John the Baptist. Now, people at the time thought he was a bit crazy because he went out to the desert and he was ranting and raving and such like. But he knew that people needed to sort their lives out. And this is one big way that we need to prepare, is to repent. Who knows what repent means? Churchy word. Anyone know what repent means? Any offers? No? Okay, it means to turn around. And what we need to do is to turn away from the bad things in our lives, the way we live, and to turn towards God. And that's what John the Baptist was telling people to do. He knew that Jesus was coming, and he told people, you need to sort your lives out and be good people. Who came after John the Baptist? Was it Bartimaeus? Bartimaeus on the drums! Bartimaeus was born blind. He was a beggar, so he couldn't work because he was blind. But even a blind man knew who Jesus was. Incredible. So perhaps we could learn from him. Perhaps sometimes we let the Christmas bling blind us a bit, all the Christmas lights and everything, and that stops us from seeing Jesus, who's the light of the world. So perhaps this Christmas time, once we've got all our shopping done and our houses are all decorated, perhaps we can take time to stop and think about the blind drummer man, Bartimaeus. And how he knew who Jesus was, even though he couldn't see anything around him. And then finally we had Zacchaeus. Where's Zacchaeus? Come on, Shorty. We had little Zacchaeus here. We had to put Lottie as Zacchaeus just because it was funny, wasn't it? But Zacchaeus went out on a limb, literally, for Jesus, climbing out on this tree. I mean, for a grown man to climb onto a tree just to see Jesus was quite embarrassing, really. But he didn't mind making a fool of himself, just like I do here. Most times I stand here, actually. But, you know, to make a fool of yourself for Jesus is good. But it can be hard when you're at school. And if your friends know that you believe in Jesus or you go to church, they might make fun of you. Or even people at work as well. Sometimes, you know, people where I work know that I come to church and stuff. And I get all these questions and they try and trip you up and catch you out and stuff. But Jesus says, you know what? Don't worry about that. Just chill. Because they took the mickey out of me when I was here. They did a lot worse than that. And if they take the mickey out of you, then it's no bad thing, actually. Because it means that you're doing a good thing. So that's the people that we had in our had a little drama today. As we approach Christmas, as we approach Advent, as we go through Advent, just take time and think about these individuals that you've seen today and what they did when they met with Jesus. And maybe stop and think, what would you do? What if Jesus was to walk through here now and start talking to you? You know, the thing with Zacchaeus, I don't know if you got it from the drama, Jesus was walking along, crowds of people everywhere shouting and whatever, and he stopped and he looked up at the tree and he said, Zacchaeus, what are you doing up there? Come down here, I'm coming around your house for dinner. He knew Zacchaeus' name, never met him before, but he knew his name. And the fact is that he knows everybody's name. Now, we had our reading today from Mark's Gospel. There is another reading you can have from the Psalms. And in that Psalm, Psalm 139, if you remember that. If you've got a Bible at home, when you go home, look it up, Psalm 139. And it tells how God knew each and every one of us, even before we were born. And he knows all our names. So if Jesus was to walk in here now, he would know every single one of us. So as you come to Advent, think about that. Enjoy Christmas. Have a great time. But think about who Jesus was and think about the fact that he will be coming back again one day. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe another 2,000 years, we don't know. But we need to be ready just in case. So let's finish with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us so much that you came to earth in the form of a baby over 2,000 years ago. We thank you that you were prepared to take that risk. And we thank you for all the characters throughout the Bible, the ones that we learned about today, and all the others that we haven't even mentioned today. We thank you for the ways that they were prepared to go out on a limb, to take a chance, to get themselves ready, to change their lives in order to meet you. So we ask for your blessing now on all of us. We ask that this Christmas time will be a special time for all of us, and that your blessings will just be on this church, on these uniform groups here, on the whole village of Mark's Tay as well. In your name we pray. Amen.